Hey girl, today on episode 133, I'm talking about what are your now needs and how you can honor yourself right now as you become the best version of you. But in order to get there, you have to meet your now needs. What are those things? I'm gonna challenge you to dive into your now needs, and we're gonna uncover what you can do right now to move the needle for your future self. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey girl, I want to dive right in to the show today and talk about your now needs. So what are your now needs? Well, pretty simple, right? What you need right now. And I don't want to oversimplify that because maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, well, that's interesting because I don't really know what I need right now. But I'm going to break this down in today's episode. I have women that come into my inbox and they come to me with wanting to make a goal of their recovery to recover. So wanting to recover, wanting to find freedom from this disordered relationship with food and their body. And yes, that is exactly what we're doing along this journey. That's exactly why you're here, right? Because you want freedom from this illness that has taken so much of your time. But if you set the goal of recovery to recover, then what happens when you get there? It's an interesting question. And this is going to go right back into our now needs. But I want you to think about this. If my goal is to recover from this eating disorder, if my goal is to recover from this horrific experience that I've been dealing with for years, what happens when I achieve it? Then what? You see, if we set the goal to recover, then we're setting a goal that has a finish line. I want you to think of this differently. I want you to set the goal of what recovery will make of you in order to achieve it. You see, sis, this journey is about becoming. And that's why this podcast was originated, and that's why this brand was originated, and that's why you're here, because you are becoming the best version of yourself. And that is a constant journey. That is a constant journey. But here's the catch. Becoming requires doing. Let's face it, no one wants to do the doing. And if we take a step back, if you want to see actual change, in actual recovery, you have to stop focusing on all that you want to change, on all the things that you're not doing right in order to be, quote, recovered. And you have to start focusing on who you want to become. Who do you need to be to get to freedom? What is freedom to you? See, your past and your current distorted identity has created your past and your current reality. And it sabotages your success. This false identity creates negative habits that lead down the winding road of those negative outcomes that maybe you're sitting in right now. And it just reinforces this cycle, this false you. But sister, the problem isn't that you can't do it. The problem isn't that you can't figure it out. The problem isn't that recovery is so hard you're never gonna get there. The problem is you're consistently staying in the cycle that reinforces a belief that you aren't able to find freedom from the disorder in the first place. And so today, I want you to really ask yourself the question of, what can I be doing today to honor where I want to go tomorrow? What are my now needs? When you think about now needs, we're thinking about the present. We're thinking about what do I need right now, but all with the intent of what that's going to mean for you as you step into who you're becoming. See, you decide where your time goes. And if you don't decide where your time goes, the world will certainly decide it for you. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You're probably familiar with this, but if you're not, let me just share a little bit for you for some background purposes. So it's made up of this five-tier model. And essentially, we have to get basic needs met, then we have to get psychological needs met, and then we're able to go to self-fulfilling needs. It's all centered around what we need as a human to human in order to fulfill our purpose, in order to fulfill our journey here. And so when you think about basic essential needs, without them, you can't literally function. These are your survival needs, okay? So I want you to think about your safety, your food, your water, your stability, air that you breathe and sleep, shelter, a place to live, clothing, order in your life, and predictability. The problem is these are essential needs. And when your brain has been hijacked by a false truth and an eating disorder for years, you're not even getting these basic needs met in your life. To understand the hierarchy and what we need right now and what we need as human beings, it goes in a process order. So if your basic needs are not met, then your psychological needs won't be met. These are your needs, which are tied to social connections. This is why you have low self-esteem, because we're not even meeting our basic needs in order to have stronger relationships, better self-esteem and confidence, intimate connection with others, friendships. And this also includes your self-accomplishments, your feeling of being accomplished, your independence, your self-respect. And so without our basic needs being met, our needs that we literally have to have, like our nutrition, then you can't get to the psychological needs being met. And you certainly won't be able to experience a self-fulfilled need, which is problem solving and growth and exploration and creativity. And just the world is the limit and purpose. And so if you're in this cycle, just realize that your basic needs must be met before other needs can be met. What often feels like an interruption in your life, sis, or a lesson in your life that you are learning over and over year after year may actually be an invitation for a greater purpose for you. So what do you need to do right now? Well, I just explained this hierarchy of needs, and I talked about what we need for basic needs, what we need for safety, our essentials. What do those needs look like for you right now? Instead of making a goal in your life, I want to be recovered from this eating disorder in 6 months, or I want to go through recovery. Yes, those goals are great. I want you to set the goal of what recovery will make of you as you experience it. These essentials are so important. These are your survival needs. Also, these give you stability and predictability. And in a world where the eating disorder has taken over your mind, you need all of the predictability and stability that you can get to fight it. So I want you to challenge yourself this week. I want you to do one thing every single day that you don't want to do. Ask yourself in the process, how am I currently meeting my needs today? What needs do I need to be met? And I want you to take a step back and instead of trying to change and focus on what you want to change, I want you to start focusing on who you want to become. Who do you need to be, sis, to gain freedom? What needs need to be met today for you to step in to her? And how are you currently going to meet that need? So what are my now needs? Before I can go to the next level of needs that need to be met in my life, are my basic needs met? You see, without nourishment, you can't even begin to move into the next level of needs, like love and belonging. Yes, you need to figure out what you actually need in order to get it. What you need today. What is it that you need today? And then walk in it. Step into it as your future you. Number one, I want you to validate your feelings and own your needs. You must admit and identify a now need. Do I need to eat breakfast earlier? Do I need another 2 hours of sleep? Do I need to feel safety and protected? How am I going to get that? How am I going to create that in my life? And if I want to recover, I need to set the goal of who I'm becoming in the process of that journey. Then I want you to grant yourself the permission that it's going to take to get there And I want you to set some priorities. Permission and priorities. Give yourself permission for putting yourself first. If you're anything like me or anyone in this circle of friends here, you're gonna get on all the levels that granting yourself permission is a really hard thing for you to do. Interesting enough, right? We can give the grace and compassion to everyone else around us, but it's really hard to do the same to ourselves. I want you to put on permission and priority, and I want you to wear it. I want you to rock it out. Then I want you to reflect. I want you to pray. I want you to journal. I want you to think, not overthink, just think. What right now are my needs, my now needs? My need to feel satisfied, my purpose, my meaning, my joy, my happiness. What do I have to do right now from a basic need standpoint in order to step into what I ultimately want for my life? And then I want you to do something about it. Girl, no one was gonna do it for me. What I realized through my entire journey, no one was gonna recover for me. No one was gonna be at the finish line. No one was gonna be able to gain the weight for me. No one was gonna be able to sit in my own head but me. And maybe you're there right now. Instead of making your goal to recover from this, instead of making your goal to get to the destination that you don't even know what that looks like yet, I want you to remember, in order to actually achieve the goal, you're gonna have to step into a different version of you. Because without it, you're gonna get the same results that you've already gotten if you keep doing the same thing. And so I want to challenge you today to do a new thing. Do a new thing every day that you don't wanna do and tie it to your needs. Do something about it, because the truth is that I can talk to you all day long and you can listen to my show on repeat and I love you and adore you for it. But if you don't go out there and do something about it, you're gonna sit here stuck. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. And I know you don't want that for you. And so today I want you to really focus on, what am I doing right now today that my future self is gonna love me for? If I wanna be recovered, I have to do something to get there. And what I found through this entire process, the journey to becoming, was that once I actually recovered from my eating disorder, it's odd how I didn't recognize my old self. I didn't recognize her. I didn't even know who she was. I was fully transformed. And until you go through that process, like, you totally won't be able to relate to that. I get it. But what I'm sharing with you today is you get to decide right now what it is that you need in your life. Only you can do that. Only you can make the decision. And Jim Rohn also says it really well in a quote. He says, if you really want to do something, then you'll find a way. And if not, you'll just find another excuse. And that is real and it's raw. And at the same time, it's so very true. For years, I spent making excuses for my actions because I was terrified of actually doing something different. I was actually terrified of succeeding at recovery. I knew that meant I was gonna have to do something I really didn't wanna do. I knew that meant I was gonna have to make changes in my life that I really was scared to make. And if you're there right now, I want you to know I see you and I've been there too. And I'm just here a couple steps further along the path saying, when you get to what recovered means, you still have to wake up. You still have to look at yourself in the mirror. You haven't just checked the box. You're still learning, you're still growing, you're still doing, and you're still becoming. So I want you to change this whole focus on what it is you're trying to achieve into who you need to be in order to achieve it. What are those essential needs in your life right now that you really need to focus on? What is one right now today that stands out for you? Go do something about it. Sis, I want to shout from the rooftops how much I appreciate you listening to the show, because listeners like you that show up here, that listen to me week after week, episode after episode, are the real MVPs. You are the reason why I do what I do. And hearing from you, it gives me so much joy, because I was once in your place. I was once there on the other side of this, thinking I would always be struggling with my anorexia. And I learned how to implement healthier coping strategies and healthier skills in my life. That instead of going back into those patterns and behaviors when I felt super triggered, I was able to catch myself in them and go, oh no, not today, not happening. Sis, you get to decide where your mind goes. You get to decide where your time goes. You get to decide your now needs. What is the need? What is the thing you need right now in your heart? What is the thing you need right now in your life? Maybe it's accountability. Maybe it's a little bit of community. Maybe it's a really good meal. Maybe it's permission, granting yourself some. Maybe it's allowing yourself a rest day. Maybe it's setting some boundaries, or it's surrendering. Surrendering all that you are right now so that you can shift into all that you're becoming and shed that eating disorder that's been keeping you stuck for so long. All I wanted to do today was show up here, give you some inspiration, give you some love, and tell you that I'm with you. Tell you that I'm right here on your path as you recover from this. And I'm not going anywhere, and you can find me right here. And you can also find me in our private Facebook community. You can go out to herbestselfsociety.com and come hang out with us out there. And sis, I would be honored to jump on a chat with you to talk about recovery coaching. I truly feel like if you're in this place of, I just need support, I need accountability, I need to get out of this, and that is my now need, then I want you to go on out and fill out a client application to see how we can partner together to really get you moving forward. Your purpose on this planet is not to be worried about your body. Your purpose on this planet is not to be worried about the number on the scale or the number on the label or the number of your steps. Your purpose on this planet is to show up authentically you in all that you are and who that you are. But in order to become her, you must start doing something differently. All right, girlfriend, I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.